You're listening to SBS News.
This barbershop in the western Sydney suburb of Granville is buzzing with debate. The topic, the result of the Lebanese election.
We have to see Lebanon better, and our families, cousins, all the people to be happy to live there.
That's barber Salim Mawaid. He's happy with the result and hopes the new independents can bring about change. But the feeling is not unanimous. His customer Boutros Ifa is sceptical a new parliament will deliver for the people of Lebanon.
Nothing up to Lebanese people, not even parliament, not even the president. They are all controlled by overseas outside people.
The incoming Lebanese government faces complex challenges, among them reforming the economy, as the population suffers from severe shortages of food, fuel and medicines. This is playing on the mind of Harris Park grocer Ziad Shihab.
Well, we always hope for the better, and that's all what we can do, just hope that they agree that there is a poor country, people are suffering, that let them agree to relieve them. That's it.
The expat vote could be more influential than ever this election. Worldwide, more than 150,000 people cast their vote from outside Lebanon. That's a threefold increase on the 2018 poll. University of Western Sydney professor Paul Tabar says the Australian community may have played a role in the outcome of a northern district.
9,000 expats registered to vote from an electoral district in the northern of Lebanon and who live in Australia. And I would imagine that a substantial number of that 9,000 have voted either way, and I'm sure they have made a difference.
Attempts to form a new government continue in Lebanon. In Australia, the election season continues with the federal election this Saturday. Lucy Murray, SBS News.